Now, Killorglin's RDI Hub has won a top accolade at the .ie Digital Town Awards. It was announced as the overall winner in the digital business category at a ceremony yesterday afternoon. The awards recognise and reward digitally inspired projects run by towns and community groups and are organised by .ie, the National Registry for .ie domain names. In total, 22 town and community digital projects were recognised at this year's award, and the RDI Hub Digital Business Initiative won the category with a prize of €6,000. It's helped to develop new products, services and jobs in the Southwest. And with me on the line to talk about this is Liam Cronin, CEO of the RDI Hub in Killorglin. Liam, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us on the programme and congratulations on the win.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. No, thanks for the opportunity. We're delighted with the win yesterday. I think it's a great kind of validation and recognition for the work that's been happening in the RDI Hub over the last, you know, 3.5 years. As you know, we're kind of 3 years in business this year. And, you know, I think it also kind of it points to the partnership we have with Fexico in Killorglin and with Munster Technological University and Kerry County Council, who kind of had the vision, I suppose, to come up with the RDI Hub as a project and bring it to fruition. And I guess, look, we're just executing on the vision that those three founding companies had. And I think, look, the team and the RDI Hub has done an amazing job as well. You know, they're on the ground every day driving forward what we're doing. And I suppose, finally, look, anybody who's associated with the RDI Hub, either our members or the community that engage, you know, it's fantastic recognition. And it's great to be recognised on a national stage to win the award yesterday of the digital business category at the award ceremony up in Athlone.
Yeah, does it cement the, I suppose, reality that you can do things like this, win awards and develop businesses from a place like Kerry, from a place like Killorglin?
Yeah, and like we've been pushing out that message for a long, long time now. You know, we've been in Europe quite a bit as well with the European Commission talking about the innovation that's happening at the edge of Europe, you know, and the innovation that's happening at the edge of Ireland in Killorglin. So, and a lot of the initiatives that we've been driving out over the last 3 years were recognised and called out yesterday. So like, for example, like we've run a lot of design thinking sessions, hackathons, where we kind of come up with ideas for new products and services. And we did that a year ago with Kerry County Council and Kerry Tourism Federation that led to some digital tourism apps being created. You know, all the programs we run, whether it's the programs for the secondary school students from disadvantaged schools, the girls, through the STEM Passport program, to the NDLC programs we run for startups and scale-ups, and the SME programs was recognised yesterday as well. And I suppose in general, you know, our whole vision and mission, and you called it out there, Jerry, in your introduction, is to help individuals, startups, scale-ups, SMEs and corporates to create new products and services leading to technology jobs in the southwest of Ireland. And that's really what it's all about. And I'm actually here in Cork today at the Tech Industry Alliance Tech Fest event, which again is a great example of, you know, Kerry and Cork coming together in an event to support you know, the ecosystem in the southwest. So yeah. Fantastic there.
Amazing. And look, you announced, I know, in March the creation of 50 new spaces. That's obviously to meet demands in over 50 companies to create 29 new products and services, as well as 250 jobs since you launched. How is that expansion going?
Yeah, no, it's going really well. You know, we're actually, as I said, we've only 5 spaces left in the hub now. So we're, you know, we've 81 desks and we've 76 occupied. So the need for to add those extra 50 desks is paramount. So we're just working through with the contractors and with the builders at the moment to get those 50 desks in. And what we're also going to put in place over the next couple of months is a digital media lab. Because again, we feel that's what our customers are telling us, and we're very much customer driven. So that digital media lab will allow companies in the Southwest to create podcasts from the RDI Hub. So I think that's going to be an amazing initiative as well. And we've also seen a lot of traction on the different programs we're running and the different events. So, you know, the last 6 to 9 months has been amazing for us. I think since September last year, we've seen a real, you know, desire for people to come back into the office. Maybe not 5 days a week, but certainly, you know, that hybrid model of, yeah, you know, working in 3 days a week or work from home 2 days.
Well, let me put this prospect to you in terms of what's happening in the tech world. We're seeing obviously several big companies, global companies, in a period of retrenching or retrenchment, I suppose, if you call it that. There, with the news about the Meta jobs yesterday, 500 or so positions going. If any of those workers have their own ideas, have their own experiences from working in such a big company, want to locate Kerry or are from Kerry, there's a strong option for them, isn't it?
There is 100%, and you know, actually, what we're launching an initiative tonight in Dublin in collaboration with Dogpatch Labs, Republic of Work, and Portishead, called the Talent Accelerator. So the idea behind the Talent Accelerator is, if somebody has an idea but doesn't have a co-founder, doesn't have a team, doesn't know how to build out that idea, you know, in terms of kind of doing the market research, the customer validation, that's what the Talent Accelerator is all about. So that's a really good example of how we're supporting the ecosystem. And, you know, some of the people that have unfortunately been made redundant from the big technology companies over the last few months and the last year, we'd be encouraging them to look at that Talent Accelerator if they have an idea that they want to bring forward. And I suppose, look, in the RDI Hub, Jerry, that's what we're looking at doing all the time is, you know, individuals come in with an acorn of an idea, and we surround them with the expertise, either within the RDI Hub team, with our mentors that we have available, our entrepreneur in residence, Hugh Reynolds, and the FexGo team as well, to support them on that journey. So 100%, it's all about, you know, getting ideas. And, you know, once you have an idea, we'll help you explore whether there's a market opportunity for that idea or not.
Yeah, do you have situations then where people come in with one particular area, with the idea, with their own set of expertise and their experiences, and through being in there, it might get adapted, might get changed, might be something totally new that they end up with?
I know, 100%. And look, you know, I think the favourite word we use a lot in the RDI Hub, Jerry, is pivot, you know, where people pivot continually. So, you know, they go out and they do the customer research, they do the market analysis, and they find that actually the customer segment they were going after, or the customer they were going after, is actually a different customer, and they pivot based on that. I mean, look, if you think of the RDI Hub as well, you know, we're a startup of sorts as well. You know, we're 3 years old, and we've had to pivot quite a lot over the last couple of years because of COVID. And, you know, we still have the same vision, but we've, you know, different ways in terms of how we execute it. So, you know, we encourage people to, you know, be resilient and continue to look to change and continue to look to find the opportunities to bring their startup forward. So we're always looking to do that. And, you know, whether it's working with the secondary school students through the STEM Passport program, working with the startups or working with the corporates, everybody has to pivot along the way and change.
Certainly is the case, Liam. Well, listen, well done, and congratulations again, and thanks a million for taking time to talk to us in the programme this morning.
Yeah, no, thanks a million, Jerry. Looking forward to continuing the conversations, and look, if anybody wants to reach out to me, it's liam.cronin@rdihub.com, or go to our website, rdihub.com.